It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I've already felt like a whipped pony in here.
Why is that?
You've been whipping me since I've been here.
Well,
Henry, you're not doing this. Henry, you didn't do this. I just
time to put the smack down.
Well, here's the thing.
It's the holiday season. It's time to.
I think I'm going to start taking Sunday and Monday off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. That way, the smackdown's already hit.
Oh.
On Tuesday. Is that okay? Or is
yeah,
that,
I don't know.
Yeah. Just say no and move on. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Sure, a gloomy weekend, wasn't it? Weather-wise. And Saturday, I did a couple of things, but I also got in two naps. It was a good nap.
Did you really?
Yeah, very good napping day.
Yeah. So I have a big date on New Year's Eve now.
You do?
I do. I don't know if I'm going to go, but... But the couch.
Oh,
so
well.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
I don't know.
So, anyway. So
that's
anyway.
The safest place to be.
Yeah, my games were on Saturday were canceled, so.
You had free time on your hands then.
I did. I had a good ball game on Friday night at Kickapoo, Lafarge at Kickapoo, and then yesterday I cleaned the garage, Phil.
Really?
I finished cleaning the garage.
Oh.
So
this isn't the time of year to do that. You're supposed to do that before winter.
Yeah, well,
I'm
about 60 days behind you.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I've got these, you know, people buy these Christmas lights, which are I love Christmas lights, but I bought these LED, they're called fairy lights. You know, fairy lights are the small ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're outdoor lights, and they have over 25 things that you can put on them, like blinking red or whatever. So, I've put them up, and now I can, you know, have whatever color I want. But after the holidays are over, I can just turn them white like an accent light on the house.
Oh, that's nice. What
I've done.
Don't have to take them down then.
Don't have to take them down. And if for, you know, for the 4th of July, it has red, white, and blue. It's really, really, they're really, really cool.
Awesome.
St. Patty's Day, they're green with white twinkle. They're really cool.
That's awesome.
So, but now I don't have to take them out. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hit my button and go, Merry Christmas.
Good for you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You don't have to just go out of your way to decorate.
Just hit the button and they're all remote, so that's what I've been doing. So I've had one string up for a while.
That's cool.
So struggled with the ladder yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Up and down the ladder, up and down the ladder. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just tough work.
So it's taking the sharp edge off you today then, I suppose.
Yeah.
In terms of finding jokes and everything.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
Yeah, you are.
So, did you find any jokes over the weekend?
Not really. You know, I was busy, Hank, reading A Christmas Carol over the weekend, but I dropped it on my toe. It hurt like the dickens.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you call two birds in love?
Lovebirds.
No, they're tweehearts.
Tweehearts. Well, not bad. Not bad, Hank. What did Mrs. Claus say to Santa when he came home late?
I don't know.
Where in the world have you been? A little Christmas
humor.
How'd
you know, honey?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I went shopping the other day on Saturday before their big storm came in.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I got a new floor lamp.
New floor lamp.
Yeah, I want to tell the thing. I want to tell the people who write the warning labels. Thank you on that.
Oh.
Like, you know, I was actually considering taking a shower with it.
Oh, sorry. Here's your sign.
Yeah, here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
And right. I tell you what, there's a lot of signs out there.
Uh huh. Right.
So,
well, let's see if Hank can better any of his jokes coming up after these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle on Monday mornings, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hank, what does snowmen always change? Why do snowmen always change their mind?
I don't know.
Because they're flaky.
Yes, they are flaky.
Kind of like you and I.
Hey, what do you call the what did you hear about the shepherd who drove his sheep through town?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was given a ticket for making a U-turn.
Not bad, hey, not bad.
All right. You know, my child has a great deal of willpower, Philip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, even more won't power.
Yeah. I mean, the way it goes.
It is.
I mean, you need to start a support group there, maybe.
Yeah.
Hank, what do grumpy sheep say during the holidays?
Burr.
Something like that. Humbug.
Humbug, yes.
That was popular. Sixth grade comedy.
That was a dad joke right there. That's really pretty good.
Bah, humbug.
What's a dog's favorite homework assignment, Phil?
I don't know. I give it
a lab report.
A lab report.
Oh, man. It doesn't get any better.
Not getting much better, Hank. No.
But anyway.
I thought maybe you would.
Yeah. The magic slide, Phil.
Okay.
Three friends are hiking, and when they stumble onto a magic slide, a sign at the top says, "Whatever you shout as you go down the slide, you'll land at the bottom."
All right.
The first friend goes down yelling, "Gold, gold!" and he lands in a pile of shiny gold coins.
Awesome.
The second friend slides down and shouts, "Money!" And he lands in a mountain of cash. And then Henry gets up there, the third friend, Henry, caught off guard, slips and screams, "Ah!" And he lands in a pile of mud.
What do you do?
What do you do? Hopefully the other two guys were really nice. Yeah. We're good friends.
Luckily, it was mud, you know?
A little bit of art of changing the words there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, do you have any more?
Why is the Grinch so good at gardening?
Why is that?
Because, of course, he has a green thumb.
My goodness. Yes. As soon as you said it.
Sixth grade comedy. You know, I don't know if it was Sixth Grade Comedy Club because when the Grinch was first on TV, it was in black and white. So I wouldn't have known what the Grinch was, that he was green. But now I do.
Why did Beethoven, did you notice I said it right today?
You practiced it. You've been practicing.
Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens?
I don't know.
Well, all they said was bawk, 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 bawk.
Oh, yeah, that would make you mad, probably. Yeah.
You ready for the kicker, young man?
Hold on, let me back up.
I don't want to hurt you.
All right.
All right. Three construction workers, a Frenchman, Italian, and an Irishman, is set on top of a skyscraper during their lunch break.
Okay.
The Frenchman opens his lunchbox and groans, "Bagel and cheese again? Oh, I can't take it anymore. If I get the same thing tomorrow, I'm jumping off this building." The Italian opens his lunchbox and says, "Meatballs. If I get this tomorrow, I'm jumping too." The Irishman opens his lunchbox and says, "Corned beef and cabbage again? One more day of this and I'm jumping." Well, the next day, they sit down for lunch. The Frenchman's open his lunchbox, sees a bagel and cheese, and leaps to his death.
Ooh.
The Italian opens his lunchbox, sees meatballs, and jumps as well. The Irishman opens his lunchbox, sees corned beef and cabbage, and also jumps. At the funeral, their wives are sobbing. The Frenchman wife says, "If I had known he hated that so much, I would have packed something else." The Italian wife says, "I didn't know he was tired of meatballs. I would have made pasta or something."
Yeah.
The Irishman's wife wipes her tears away. "Don't look at me. He packed his own lunch."
Oh!
Yep.
A little picking on the Irish there.
That would be a Henry right there.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil's more Irish than Henry, though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Had he been a smart Irishman, when those other two fellas jumped, he could have taken meatballs. The other sandwich.
That was our question.
Absolutely.
And meatballs. How can you get tired of meatballs?
Exactly. I don't know, man. It is what it is.
Yep, my man.
All right.
Hey, thank you very much. Nice to see you this morning, everybody. Be safe and be very leery. It's very foggy in some spots.